Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Nandini Sanyal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Sony comes to Zee Entertainment's rescue, signs term sheet for merger. Voda Idea boss comes, Fred Nams, says funding to come soon. Semiconductor market to grow by 17.3%, says IDC. Ola's entry triggers price war in EV space. Government extends Uday Kotak's term as non-executive chairman of debt-ridden IL and FAs. Tata Power to raise up to $750 million for green bees. And Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal launches national single window system for investors and businesses. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the last week today. The domestic equity market witnessed a choppy session on Wednesday and settled in red. Investors are awaiting the US Fed meeting outcome later in the day and more clarity on Evergrande debt crisis in China. Media stocks were in focus thanks to Zee-Sony merger deal, followed by realty players, but banking and financial counters added pressure. BSE Sensex, which traded in a tight range of 300 points, shed merely 80 points to settle below the 59,000 mark. Nifty 50 could not hold about 17,600 level and shed 15 points to end the day below 17,547. Broader markets outperformed as BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices added over 1% each. Fear gauge India VIX eased marginally. On BSE Sensex, Tech Mahindra soared the most 4%, whereas Mahindra and Mahindra gained 2%. HCL Tech, Bajaj Auto, Reliance and Tata Steel jumped over 1% each. ITC, Maruti Suzuki and Sun Pharma were up by 1% each. On the other hand, HDFC, Nestle, Kotak Mahindra Bank, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, HUL and Axis Bank shed up to 1% each. L&T and Bajaj Finance declined significantly. Over 355 stocks hit upper circuit limits for the day, whereas about 160 stocks hit the lower circuit. About 100 stocks tested their 52-week highs during the session. We have Mitul Shah from Reliance Securities to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. What should one expect from the Fed's FOMC meeting later in the evening?
In today's FOMC meeting, Fed Chair Mr. Powell is expected to announce tapering its policy of bond buying, as Powell targeted an end to bond program in August. This would be the first change in central bank's pandemic economic support that began last March. It is widely expected that the bank will offer a clarification of Mr. Powell's August promise that the Fed would begin to reduce its $120 billion in treasuries and mortgage-backed securities purchase before the end of the year. So all eyes on Fed meeting and timing of tapering, which would be key deciding factor for markets.
Broader markets outperformed larger peers. Should investors be cautious about mid-caps and small-caps?
Broader market has outperformed its peers. Mid-caps and small-cap also started touching to its peak valuation. Therefore, we advise investors to remain cautious on these small companies and focus on select mid-cap companies with a strong fundamentals, which are available at reasonable valuation, rather than buying expensive companies to chase the growth, as we believe that most of the growth parameters are captured in current valuation.
We also caught up with Aditya Agarwala of Yes Securities to decode the technical chart for you. Nifty 50 could not hold above 17,600. Where is it headed now?
Indian benchmark index Nifty 50 ended trade marginally lower following yesterday's recovery move, as it failed to trade beyond the immediate hurdle of 17,600, about 17,630 in today's trading session. A continued failure to sustain beyond this cluster of resistances between 17,600, about 17,630 in the coming trading sessions may trigger profit booking, dragging the index lower to levels of 17,450 to about 17,340, which was tested recently. However, on the flip side, if the index manages to sustain above 17,630, then the uptrend will resume, taking the index higher to levels of 17,750 to about 17,850 as well, to a new all-time high. Moreover, traders should remain cautious as technical indicator RSI is still trading at an overbought levels on higher time frame charts, suggesting bouts of profit booking cannot be ruled out.
Nifty Bank underperformed today. What is your take on it?
Bank Nifty remained under pressure in today's trading session as well, closing near its immediate and key support level of 36,800. Moreover, a move below the support may trigger deeper corrections, dragging the index lower to levels of 36,700 or 36,600 in the coming sessions. And further, a close below 36,600 will trigger a breakdown from the neckline of a head and shoulders pattern, suggesting further weakness. On the upside, 37,300 remains a key hurdle, and bulls need to make sure that they push the index beyond this key resistance level for a move back to levels of 38,000. RSI has also moved below the 60 level, suggesting an intermediate weakness present in the banking index.
Asian markets settled mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading with gains in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.